Quotes of the Garden of Purity, For Men Only, by Rabbi Shalom Arush. The evil inclination doesn't object to one's immersing himself in Torah, as long as he does nothing to improve in the area of personal holiness. A person could learn Torah all day long, but if he continues to look at women and think about them, he transgresses the Ten Commandments and is guilty of coveting that which is not his. So despite the Torah, he remains a sinner. He may hear wonderful lectures about loving Hashem, but as long as he harbors a lust for debauchery, he can never love Hashem. Without correcting the core problem of sexual lust, he will remain completely severed from holiness. Therefore, fighting sexual lust is the front line of the battle for holiness and overall success and gratification in life. The true tzaddikim of this generation have warned that many of our contemporary difficulties and harsh decrees from above are the result of blatant informality between married people of the opposite sex. When men and women call each other by their first names and freely converse in the bank, supermarket, or in the workplace. We have all heard horror stories about the tragic outcome of married women speaking in a more than open manner to cab drivers or store owners or male salesmen. No God-fearing or self-respecting woman should allow a male shoe salesman to put shoes on her feet. Every man must pray that he shouldn't become an obstacle to holiness in any way. One who never covets is the person who can be satisfied with his or her lot in life. Such people are far from theft, murder, or adultery. Theft, murder, and adultery are the outcome of people's coveting of what is not theirs. We can now understand why the Torah is so much more elaborate in the commandment of, "Thou shalt not covet," because it leads to many more severe transgressions. The prisons are full of people who committed terrible crimes, all of which can be traced to coveting that which was not theirs. I often hear parents complaining to me that their teenage son has no desire to pray or to open a Gemara. This is no mystery, the boy has certainly been looking at things that he shouldn't be looking at. This has destroyed his desire for holiness. Since one's desire for holiness is his most valuable asset, it should be closely protected. Sadness and blemished personal holiness fuel one another to create a perilous downward spiral that is liable to lead to the deepest depression. The more a person is depressed, the more he blemishes his personal holiness, and, the more he blemishes personal holiness, the more he gets depressed, heaven forbid. Both depression and blemished personal holiness corrode a person's connection to Hashem. Therefore, a person must do his utmost to find ways of maintaining his optimism and happiness all the time. There are many instances where a man doesn't properly respect his wife at home, yet acts completely different toward the secretary or receptionist at the office, treating her with deference. At work, all of a sudden, words of politeness, consideration and kindness find their way into his lexicon. Where are they when he goes home? The truth is that the nice words at work are the slick tongue of the evil inclination. The proof of this blatant double standard is that so many men are gentlemen at work but savages at home. They give a female colleague the attention, kindness and respect that they should be giving at home, may heaven forbid the way so many men trample and neglect their wives. But again, this is not true respect but a mere fabrication of the evil inclination.